Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Zeitie Cucks, as courtesy of Hootat on Discord.
Oh, that is from Jeek, J-E-E-K.
Jeek
on the Discord.
J-E-E-K.
Thanks, Jeek.
Shout out to you. That's one of my faves. I'm Jack. That's DJ Daniel.
What up?
Boop.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
You know? Yeah. All things considered. Is a show on NPR. Let's talk about what's trending.
What is trending?
Ooh, so I know who Charli D'Amelio is.
Ah, yes, TikTok famous.
What D'Amelio?
Wow, my gosh.
I wonder if people have made that joke before, because it's very old person thing. Like, what the dealio?
Yeah, what the
dealio? But then she's a young person that... anyways,
she might not even get it.
Yeah, I'm almost positive she would not, because I was watching the video that she is in hot water for, the reason she's trending. This is, for people who don't know, she's like the most famous person on TikTok, most famous
something like that
child on TikTok.
Yeah,
she does dances pretty well, like a way that's like fairly accessible. Like, oh, I could do that. Is what you think while you're watching her do her dances.
That's a good way to put it.
So she is trending because, first of all, she's closing in on 100 mil followers.
Congratulations. Wow.
If you don't know who she is, she has her own Dunkies drink, I think we've mentioned before. So
yep.
You really need to pay more attention to culture.
Yeah, if you want to be pooping for a whole day straight, get that Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah, I think Jamie mentioned on a recent episode that it is very, it's the opposite of, it has a lot of lactose.
A lot of lactose.
It's very lactosant. But so Charli D'Amelio is trending now. She's number one on Google, but not for the reasons Charli might want, Dan. She's losing followers hand over fist.
Oh, no.
Just when she wanted to close in on 100 million. She's losing followers for a video where her conservative rich family are just really shitting on their personal chef. He makes them some paella, and her sister Dixie is like, this is fucking gross, and literally like goes and throws up outside of the house.
What the fuck?
Because it has snails in it. Now, I did not realize that her. Oh, but what? One of the things you saying that she probably wouldn't even know. Why my joke? What D'Amelio is hilarious. Is that the premise of this video is they're all having dinner together as a family, and the parents. The premise is like a famous person is coming to dinner and is going to surprise them. They don't even know who it's going to be. And the parents keep guessing, like the dad's like, it would be cool if it was Dave Chappelle. Yeah, cool. By the way, he's a conservative politician. So yeah, I don't think that Dave Chappelle would be super excited to go eat with him. And the mom goes, ooh, I was hoping it'd be Maya Rudolph. And
another person who would not eat with you.
Yeah. And Charlie D'Amelio or her sister, one of them is like, yeah, I don't think it's going to be that person. so like has no idea who Maya Rudolph is, which why should she? She's, you know, she was 7 when Maya Rudolph was on SNL.
Of course.
But anyways, they're just being very privileged and difficult to identify with. Much more difficult to identify with than you would expect based on how easy she is to identify with when she dancing.
Mm.
It's funny, like what her sister dropped a video that was like, guys, do not judge someone's personality over a 15 second video. It's like, fool, your entire career is based on 15 second videos. Like,
that's the only way we judge you.
Yeah. It's based on your sister's 15 second videos of your sister is your whole appeal.
Good times.
Anyways, disgusting, Dixie says in the video. Stop trying to cancel my parents for calling me dramatic. That's not what happened. Anyways, the NBA draft was last night. Five okay, stars. The crying was great. The crying both by the gentleman being drafted, the young man being drafted, the children in many cases being drafted.
Lots of times.
And by me. There were some real tearjerker stories.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
Yeah, the first pick who we talked about, the guy who doesn't know how Benihana works, according to that one anecdote.
So he did go first.
He did. He went number one.
And he got picked up by the T-Wolves?
By the Wolves, who I mistakenly called the Minneapolis T-Wolves. And somebody from Minnesota was like, dude, that is a state team. We do not have a big enough state to just have like a city.
Yeah, literally the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah. That's crazy. I often forget that when every other team is the Orlando Magic, the Los Angeles Lakers, and then you just have the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah. I mean, that's power, right?
It is power, I suppose. Yeah. A domain team, a region team.
yes. Anthony Edwards, isn't that a famous person's name? Yeah, that's the dude with glasses from ER, isn't that his name?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I thought we were gonna go down the Anthony Anderson lane, but yes, I think that is the dude from ER.
Yeah, not the same guy.
If
that's who you're picturing as the number one pick in the NBA draft, the guy who was balding in his early 20s on ER and is now like probably mid 50s. That is not who was drafted number one in the NBA draft. It was a gentleman named Anthony Edwards who doesn't know how. You can hear all about him on yesterday's trending episode. But indeed. His mom and grandma had recently passed like within the same year of cancer. And it was just, you know, just lovely to see him triumph and like tell that story and dedicate it to their memory. And then the fifth or sixth pick. His brother had just passed away, like from an accident, like falling and hitting his head. Very, very sad. So, all around just the drama, the triumph, very 5 stars, 5 out of 5.
Yeah,
and another ball brother, went in the top three.
Oh, LaMelo, where'd LaMelo go to?
Number three, he went to, Carolina.
Oh, okay.
To the Charlotte Hornets.
All right.
MJ's team.
Okay. Okay.
People seem to think that he is the steal of the draft.
I'm not confident. I mean, Lonzo.
I'm
definitely
not either for dumb fine, reasons, but yeah,
dumb reasons.
I think my reasons are dumb.
That's okay.
Yeah, the only thing is, like, all of the things they say about his game, LaMelo's game. By the way, best name of the Ball Brothers. I think LaMelo is dope. But the best, like, all the things they say about his game is like passing, and then the things they say aren't good about his game is like shooting, and it's all the same shit that they said about Lonzo Ball, his brother's game, and they are the exact reasons he hasn't really panned out. So, a little worrying.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see. He is 6'7" and a point guard, so kind of intriguing.
Okay.
Rudy is trending. Melting. Melting. He's just having a run, man. We talk on tomorrow's episode about his appearance in a Pennsylvania courtroom. We talk about how he's just all over the map. But he also recently had a press conference where his hair dye was streaming down the side of his face. Mm-hmm.
He's having a Fifth Element moment.
Yeah. And he also quoted a scene from My Cousin Vinny, like, in a weird way that almost seemed like he was hired by My Cousin Vinny to shoehorn a reference into his, like, press conference.
Hey, honestly, with Rudy, he is the kind of guy that would take a phone call or a text from literally anyone and just go with it. So, you know.
Yeah. No, he's full grifter mode at this point.
Mm.
I read somewhere that he's charging like $20,000 a day for his new role in the Trump administration.
I love that.
Worth it.
It'd be funny if this was some super 4D chess mover. He was just like, look, I'm just trying to get as much money out of these dumbass people as I can. I don't know what I'm doing up there, but I'm just going to keep trying to cash these checks in the meantime.
It was when he was talking about, like, basically making claims that the nation was being like the election was being stolen in an unprecedented, like, coup attempt by the Democratic Party, and then stopped in the middle to do a ad for a cigar shop that had given him a free cigar is one of my favorite moments.
It's ridiculous
of all time. From
what
anyone.
A legend! What a legend!
CIA heart attack gun is the thing that is on the front page of Reddit because. Just as a today I learned, but it's kismet because I'm currently just full on learning about the dark heart of the CIA, how the CIA has been behind the scenes pulling the strings on everything for the second half of the 20th century.
Seriously?
In America. Yeah. Y'all know how I feel about the JFK assassination, but I have some new thoughts that are going to be coming to you. Come to a theater near you.
Excited for that to drop. All of this talk reminds me of, like, that time when I feel like DARPA was a common, like, piece of, like, conversation in terms of the kind of technology they were making, like sound guns and all of this stuff, where it's just like, now that stuff is actually coming into the regular rotation of, you know, the CIA actually did get that heart attack gun. It's like, it is horrifying how much money we've poured into stuff like DARPA and the kind of stuff that has come out of it. It's like, yeah, the heart attack gun. Why not?
So
gross.
The CIA created a gun that would induce a heart attack in its victim. It would shoot a frozen piece of, it was battery operated, would shoot a frozen piece of ice wrapped around a shellfish toxin. So it would shoot into your body.
The fuck?
Melt.
What?
You would have a heart attack and die from the thing. But because all evidence had melted because it was made of ice, it would just seem like a heart attack.
Do we have no way? I feel like that's like the most old school mobster way of, like, killing somebody. It's like, we killed them with the icicle.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. I now believe that any person who has died of a heart attack, this is, you have to look at it again and be like, oh yeah, the CIA took him out. Well, what did the CIA have to hide from this person? Just keep it in mind.
Just
all I'm saying.
Unreal.
And then there's all sorts of shit happening in Michigan.
Oh, boy.
We got, well, first of all, the National Review wrote an article about how Trump, it was basically checkmate for Trump in Pennsylvania. It's a, he lost,
checkmate, baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they the Trump administration's lawsuit in Pennsylvania no longer has an accusation that could flip enough votes. So like they're not even trying, like they're not even claiming that they're going to win.
No.
At this point, they've like kind of given up. The potential number of votes that could swing from Biden to Trump, even if everything in their lawsuit was true, even in that case, which it's not, they wouldn't have enough votes to swing it. And as this article points out, that's checkmate because you need Pennsylvania in order to, of all the like close
like all of it.
States. Yeah. It, nothing else matters, essentially. If Biden wins Pennsylvania, he has enough states that aren't even being disputed by the full of shit Trump administration to win. So he won Pennsylvania. He won the election. But the way the National Review described it is interesting. The subhead, the main problem for President Trump continues to be math. So it's not that he lost and is trying to make shit up and like destabilize democracy. It's that like one of the subjects of from seventh grade is against them or something. Like it's the most abstract way. Like they can't. I don't know. They can't.
They
conceive
can't
of,
pass algebra. They keep messing it up.
He's just had real trouble with math.
Yeah.
How can X be a number? It's a letter. How can it be a number two?
It is worth noting, though. I mean, this is the National Review. This is William F. Buckley, also a CIA agent. His like the conservative news source is basically saying it's over. So hopefully that continues to happen because the Michigan GOP, Trump has invited the leaders of the Michigan State Republican Party to the White House to get them to like overthrow the government. Like they're basically, it seems like everyone's like, yeah, it seems like he's going to try and get them to not give their electoral votes to the person who won their state. Like even the New York Times is reporting Trump tries to subvert the election, inviting Michigan GOP lawmakers to the White House after failing repeatedly in court to overturn election results. President Trump is taking the extraordinary step of reaching out directly to Republican state legislatures.
Ridiculous.
As he tries to subvert the electoral college process. So he's just like going in and asking for a favor.
Yeah. Why not?
Like they can't stop us.
Might as well try everything. Since no one is stopping him around him, he's just like, okay, what about this? What about this? What about this? Just, you know, go for it.
Yeah. His whole life has been International Men's Day, which, by the way, I didn't mean to. I feel bad that I didn't wish you a happy International Men's Day.
Oh, and to you as well. And to you as well.
Thank you. Finally, we get our our
finally
day.
We get ours. Jeez.
And then also just related to the Michigan GOP, Kelly Stafford, wife of quarterback Matt Stafford, said, just had a like minute long rant on Instagram stories. Matt Stafford's a quarterback for the Lions of Detroit. Mm. So, you know, she is part of this Michigan GOP kind of block. And she said, I do not like living in a place where they tell me what I can and cannot do. Yeah, she said, I'm over living. So the title of the video or the first thing she says is I'm over living in a dictatorship that we call Michigan, which is not how that sentence would work if it was saying what she wanted it to say. But
no.
But then she says, I do not like living in a place where they tell me what I can and cannot do. That is her definition of a dictatorship.
I also like that her the next sentence following is I live once.
Yes.
I live once, and yet that life is not, you're saying that life is not worth holding on to.
Right.
It's like you're like, yeah. I don't want to participate in these lockdowns because I want to go live my life and potentially get COVID and cut that life that I only live once short because, you know.
Yeah. But
again,
well, her point
cognitive
is,
dissonance isn't their strong suit.
She's she is she says elsewhere in the video, like, if you're old, then stay inside, basically. But stay the fuck out of my way. Because I'm Kelly Stafford. I got shit to do.
Yeah.
She couches it in the idea of that she's worried about businesses that are gonna close down.
Well, God like bless her.
Yeah.
God bless her and those businesses that, you know, legit may have been able to survive. Did the whole country participate in this lockdown really quickly?
That would have been dope.
Shoot.
Instead, just a slow boil of
total destruction of the country. Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to you, Kelly Stafford.
Shout out.
All right. Well, I'm going to open my International Men's Day presents. My family and neighbors.
Your weights, your new truck, your That's steak.
Right. You got it, man.
All that stuff.
That is what is trending this afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, wash your hands, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.